Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's the hotness right here with Genuine the Boy Wonder. And your new host, Sweet Talk. All right. Here we go, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here, it's the hotness with me, Genuine the Boy Wonder. And right now, let's give a warm welcome right now to our new co-host. New co-host, tell us your name.
Yeah, that's Michelle. You can call me Curious.
All right. That's what's up. All right, guys. Today we're going to have a jam-packed show, and we're going to be talking about nothing but hot topics. Some sad, some crazy, everything from politics all the way down to all the juicy star sightings and all that good stuff right here. So let's get it started right now. And then, of course, we're going to give our condolences to the Brown family for losing Bobby Christina. And Ms. Carter, tell us or share with us your thoughts on this recent loss.
It's tragic. I mean, she basically went out the same way that her mom did, which I thought she would have paid more attention to that. That's just from my point of view.
Right. And, you know, what really got me was because she witnessed so much abuse of drugs, alcohol, and things of that nature in her family. And when she lost her mom, I think that it was, basically inevitable that that was going to happen. Because I think that she lost her best friend.
Right.
And
I think that it was it.
Yeah, I mean, shit is really crazy, though. I just, it's just so much. And to see Bobby Brown in that state, it's just, ugh.
Right.
It's right. I mean, that's his only child with Whitney. So
right.
That means I get it. You know, so that's what I'm setting up doing some of that. And also, there's been a lot of craziness going on with the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing going on right now. And I just want to say, look, bro. I support you going through the change and all that. But you need to go take some hormone pills to go change that voice of yours.
Are you serious?
When you said to ask the awards and you accepted that, it was like, "Hi, I'm Chris Jenner." I'm like, "What the fuck? What?
Really?
What the fuck is this?"
You
know? And I'm like, "Yeah, wow, that's ridiculous. Your voice is deeper than mine."
Stop
oh,
it!
Shit.
That's ridiculous. You can
oh
stop.
Shit! I was like, "Oh shit!"
She's gorgeous, though.
I mean, yeah, you know.
She's very masculine, though. Some of that needs to be something. Those arms are ridiculous.
I mean, she got better arms than I do. I'm bigger than her.
Arms than most men.
I'm like, damn, I need to work the fuck out. Just, damn, 1, 2, 3 in this motherfucker. I'm like, damn.
Good luck with that one, nigga.
God, I was mad. I'm like she took that award up. I thought she was gonna body slam that bitch. Like, damn. Oh shit.
And what is she like? Is she 6'5"?
Yeah. So you know, I'm so tall. I'm a hell of a woman. I'm about to take all the tall drink of water because the bitch still has the penis. So.
I mean, I thought that she took that off or something, right?
Oh, she didn't take that off. If she takes it off, she's probably she gonna be mad when she take it off. And she gonna be like, damn, these fucking cramps.
Really?
Look, this bitch right here is off tangled, and then you know you have her lovely, wonderful, ravishing, fast ass daughter all of them fast ass. I mean, they need a lot more on that pussy. I'm just. But if you believe in your right mind, county as a virgin, then I believe Michael Jackson alive and moonwalk some of them.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Have you seen this little clip they have of Chloe twerking?
You know, I haven't, but if I did, I would have to be like, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, because she's doing her thing.
I mean, the thing about me is, she is finally single. She's not married no more. And, hey, if she feels like twerking her ass, and what a mighty ass she does have. Now,
she does have a lot.
Parts of her ass was broad, but hey, if you could buy some ass to make you feel good, oh, I'm sorry. But
wow.
Speaking of ass, I must give a shout out to 47 or something now? 46, 47 year old J-Lo. Like, I saw J-Lo. Oh my gosh, I saw J-Lo and my dick got hard, and I'm like, I'm at a public library. I said, this is bullshit.
That's because you have a bad. That's why.
She looks amazing, and she had no underwear on. I'm just trying to figure out when she takes the shit off, and I'm real with it. See, we do our censorship with Obama. When she takes that shit off, I would like to smell. I want to find out how I was told that she got some balls pussy. I mean, the shit is on. It's A1 all day.
You think it looks like she has a lot going on. It should be worth the taste.
I want to taste it. I would like
to put her, that genie on the block.
Yeah, like I would like to put her on a platter and just. I would probably cry while I'm eating it. I wouldn't stop eating. I'd just cry while I'm eating it. Just so beautiful.
You better share my nigga tag team. I ain't playing with you.
Y'all hear this shit, right? My niggas. But anyway, this is why we had the new hotness. The shit she said to her fucking. Anyway.
Well,
speaking.
What you got next?
Speaking of that, let's talk about the white devil. A.K.A. the asshole of the century, Donald fucking Trump.
No.
Donald, I don't know if you realize this or not, but unless you would like to build your own fucking house, maybe you should have retracted all the shit you said about Mexicans, because I know for a fact Mexicans built your fucking brick.
Oh, you know they did.
Too late. The next time Jesus comes to you in I hope he cusses you out in Spanish so you don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Exactly.
Okay.
You like a man?
What is your thoughts on it, though?
He's wrong. That's just, period. He's a real serious idiot. If that cartel guy decides to come and get him, arriba, Mexico, go ahead.
Do you know how horrible a person you have to be for a person to break out of jail? And the first thing he does is send you a message. And it's not a hi, how you doing? It's a, I am El Chapo, bitch. I'm coming to kill you. And he's like, okay, why you do that? I'll go with them. But it's like, and then he's like, then El Chapo sends a message out to anybody who wants $10 million. Could you hide me in your U.S. house? I almost did it. I ain't gonna lie. I need that money. I would have hit him in one place nobody ever thought of to be my patient.
Yeah, that's in a house with a black person. Really? You serious?
Exactly. I mean, think about it. My dude broke out. See, my thing is this. Ain't nobody has got no time to be looking in Baltimore for a Mexican crime boss. First of all,
you know that's right.
First of all, this nigga broke out of jail like black people break out during lunch.
That's right.
So with that being the case, he deserves a medal for that shit. I don't never heard of that. My nigga had them build a tunnel. He paid these niggas to build a tunnel. You know how many niggas be in the bathroom like, man, I fuck this job. And they'll just like escape through a tunnel. If your ass escaped through a tunnel, my nigga, you black. you are on the very middle of life. My nigga escaped through a tunnel. Okay?
And all he knew about it.
And then had the nerve to have a motorcycle waiting for him. I said, that's some crappy shit to do right there. You know what I'm saying? That's something. Oh, shit. It was like, wow. You know, it's crazy because it's equally as crazy as the thought of Kelly leaving her husband for Michael so they could just be married and do children together. But anyway.
Oh, that.
Let's be real. Mm-hmm. I ain't never in my life saw two people that close to my life. Except for my testicles.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. You're jiggling.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm like, why not? He always touching her. And when she laughs, she got to hit him on his thigh. I'm like, yeah, okay. If I was Mark, I'd be like, look, you white she-devil. Look. Stop touching that nigga leg. I will cut you up and make enchiladas out of you. And that's only going to be two burritos. But have you seen this place?
You got some nice cheese.
Speaking of that,
yes.
Speaking of unnecessary politics,
yes.
I'm gonna need the Republicans to get like 14 of you motherfuckers drop off the race. Like every day, there's like a new person.
Because Donald is in there. Because Donald's there now. They have a token in
there. Let me tell you to all your American people, all our one summer, don't say I'm unpatriotic, fuck you, because that's not the case. Who the fuck said to put him number one in the race? You know why he's number one in the race? Because America thinks how Donald thinks. He's not going to win the presidential election, but it's good to have some form of entertainment on the trail. You know what I mean? That's all it is. Because right now, if all 16 candidates stay in the race until November, right. Hillary got this. She's not going to win by landslide, but she still got it. Right. Okay, and choose Hillary. I'm going to need you to go get some facelift, cream or something that'll make your face look a little pleasant. Because right now, you look like a rotten tomato.
Right.
Just saying, I don't understand why you look like that, but I know you stressed out because of this election and because of whoever Bill is still sleeping with getting head from. But yeah, fix that.
Hey, look at the. Are you seeing also in this other news that Joe Jackson's supposed to be having this Brazilian model girlfriend or whatever the hell she is? This young chick? Have you seen that?
Joe Jackson needs to take several seats and go figure out how many other five kids he can beat up. So look, we want to hear from you guys now. So if you want to comment right now, call in right now. Because, again, we want to hear from you. So I want y'all to call in right now and speak to us right now. 347-215-8408. Again, 347-215-8408. Call in and tell us what you think about today's hot topic. Also, tomorrow we're going to have a great show. We got some new music coming from Meezy, coming from Chinyuan, which is close to me. And we also got some new shit from the Splash Boys. So it's going to be real hot. Now, getting back to this right here. All right. What is your feelings right on people, older people, who spend all their hard earned on the lottery?
On the lottery?
Oh yeah, lottery.
I play the lottery here and there, but I mostly play the scratch. I guess it's more safe for me.
Mhm.
Yeah. Pretty good. I'll just see if I get my dollar back that I put on. You know,
right. Right. And, you know, I believe that the lottery is made to hold us back for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe it. And I see that if you guys spend all your money, why do you think the lottery is a billion-dollar company?
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing that gets me the most about certain people. They get all bit out of shape over what they see or whatever. And I'm like, really though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, seriously, are you freaking serious right now?
You know they shitty. Everybody just,
you know,
go ahead and just go on and fuck it.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you should have a better sense of just everything. You should not spend all your hard-earned money on something that's designed to make you broke.
Yeah.
You know? And when I see that, it fully makes me feel some type of way. Okay? It does. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Okay? It makes you feel some type of way. Why? Because if you really realize what type of mistake they want you to make every time they put the lottery on, you will stop playing that shit. So, here's a message to all you 50, 67 year old people. Please, stop the shit. Okay? Please stop playing lottery, because all it's doing is killing you, because your pockets are now going to run dry. And I am T-Wit, and I approve that message. Okay, let's switch gears to music, because I know that's something that we talk about all the time. Tell me what you think right now. What do you think about the state of music right now?
What, the music that's out right now?
Yeah, like, what do you think the state of it? Like, I think R&B is dead. I'm just saying.
I don't understand anybody. I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand anybody. What they're saying.
It's like, for instance, like, I think R&B is dead. Because every rapper wants to sing, so now all of a sudden, it's like they want to take over everything, right?
Interesting.
And I'm a hip-hop artist myself, so I know what I'm talking about. I feel like you should be able to sing. Like, I can't sing like I would like to, so I need auto-tune. But you don't need auto-tune on every damn song. Like, seriously. You know, I think that in hip-hop, also, we need lyricists. We got Kendrick Lamar, we got J. Cole, we still have Nas in there. So, we have those people, but shit, you should never be able to name the lyricist on your fingers. That don't make no sense. You know?
Yeah.
The same way how R&B is, or pop. Every pop artist wants to sound the same. They want to sound computerized and all that. But then when you see them motherfuckers in concert, they can't sing that shit.
That's good.
Really? So let me tell you, here's another pop star now. If you are an engineer in a studio, please stop making it hard as a hard cock. Please stop making hard cock so for these artists. Because listen, they have to make money, okay?
Yeah.
We know that ain't nobody selling out CDs. And all they have to do, all they're trying to do right now is something.
Exactly.
So because of this, if you are not looking at what's really going down, people need to go. People want to come out and see. They don't want to come see a Britney Spears or a Mariah Carey lip singing that song. What?
Uh-uh.
You want to see you sing the song. That's why I say if you're going to be a pop act or R&B act,
right,
stop having 5 and 6 kids. You be running around and now put that shit down. Don't make me fuck you up. Okay, now.
Exactly.
You done screamed out all your vocal cords. Thank you. How dumb do you think?
Isn't that right?
How about this? How about you stop opening up your ladies and letting random niggas come inside of you? How about you focus on your career? A kid will come. But if you have nothing to fall back on, then you're the dumb bitch that did all that unnecessary
letting
come inside of you.
That's right. Now you got two dumb bitches in the house.
Exactly. And then you had the nerve to go out and marry the nigga, and then you mad because now you find out that he's sleeping with the secretary.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, bitch, listen. First of all, you are nothing but just an easy lay.
True.
Okay? And then you get mad at the guy because he's coming at you in a sexual manner.
Yeah,
but all your songs is about how you're stuck with the bomb. Okay, then change your demeanor. Change what you're singing about. Because all guys want is that freaky chick that they hear about on the radio.
Exactly. I'm
like, what's the problem? If they keep hearing about you sucking off this person, how you gonna throw it on that person? How so good? You got there and bury me, but oh, you did. All right, let me see that. But when I get it, it's tough. Okay, I'm gonna make a song about this. This bitch got some pussy. I will make a song about you. Stop bragging about the shit. If it's small, it's pussy fuck, say it. Hey, it's okay. It is okay. All right? So, we want to hear from you guys again, though. Okay? And remember, if you cannot get in contact with us, you can always hit us up on Facebook. Look me up, Genuine Collinson, or look her up. And she will be able to answer any questions from today's shows. Or if you want to know about any upcoming shows, yes, there will be upcoming shows. By all means, what you get is what you did. You feel me?
It is what it is.
And tomorrow's show is going to be crazy. We're going to be interviewing none other than Big Chase from Spice Boy FGE. So you know how that's going to be. I'm trying to tell you, it's about to be good. Now, if you guys want to call in, or whatever, it's 347-215-8408. Now, before we go, I want to let them know how they can get in contact with you, for real, and everything like that.
It's funny because I don't even know what my Facebook little tag thingy is, but you can just look up Ms. Shreda Q. Carter. That's where you'll find me. I have no idea what it's called, what it is.
Well, there you go, guys. And, of course, I'm Genuine, Genuene, Collinson. I'm also at Kevin L. Collinson also. You can hit me up. Let me know if you want to be on the show. Listen, what you get is raw, uncut, and uncensored talk. And this is what we do for it, okay? I definitely want to thank my co-host, Ms. Carter, for definitely being part of this fine show. And everybody, if you look it up, congratulate her. This is the new format of the show. So this is what we're going to do. So if you don't like it, fuck you. We don't care. Anyway.
That's right. Be honest. Be honest.
There you go. And the ones that do, we got it. So I am Genuine Collinson.
And this is Sherry.
There you go. And we are out. Holla at us. One.